America's regional theaters are facing an existential crisis. If they're going to survive, they have to attract younger, more diverse audiences, which is one reason that a theater in Southern Oregon appointed one of the first Black women to lead such a large regional stage company. For this chapter in our series, The Next Stage, NPR's Bilal Qureshi takes us there.
Even before COVID closures, Nataki Garrett realized she was facing an uphill battle as the new artistic director of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
I thought the pandemic was the hard work for maybe about 15 minutes into the pandemic. But what you realize is if you're tasked with saving an organization that's 85 years old, that's embedded in a community in which the community relies on it, that the task is actually greater than, you know, getting through a pandemic. It's about recovery and thriving. And how do we get there?
Hello, and welcome to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for our...
This is the festival's first full season in 2 years. 8 plays in a season from April to December, performed across 3 historic stages. On my recent visit, masks on, curtains up. On the main stage, Shakespeare's The Tempest.
Here, master!
Next door, a Game of Thrones in King John.
Austria and France shoot in each other's mouth. I'll stir them to it. Come! Away! Away!
And a new play about race and power called Confederates.
I think you can draw more concise lines between corporate America and the plantation. It's not absurd, it's just not an easy route to follow. I admire your passion, though.
Shakespeare scholar Daniel Pollock Pelsner has been coming to Ashland for almost 30 years.
I guess I was expecting to see a theater company on crutches. And I felt like what I saw instead was a theater company with wings.
Nataki Garrett was just beginning her first season as artistic director when the pandemic began. For a company with an almost $40 million budget, she saved the Oregon Shakespeare Festival from financial freefall, raising $19 million through government and foundation funding as donors and audiences disappeared. The festival's survival is critical to the entire Southern Oregon economy. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival, or OSF as it's also known, is not just a regional theater. It's a destination theater located in the Rogue River Valley, nestled among mountains, vineyards, and many cute cafes. The festival, like most American theaters, is also a historically and overwhelmingly white institution, located in a county that is 80% white and in a state with a history of racism, says Portland State University professor Daniel Pollock Pelsner.
It's a state founded with a racial exclusion clause in its constitution, a state with a history of unfair labor conditions for migrants who have come to work there, and an active KKK presence well into the 20th, if not the 21st century.
Nataki Garrett sees theater as a place for reflection and racial progress, but she says the regional theater system and its economy have been designed differently.
The American theater has relied for decades on that one demographic of people, over 65, affluent, white. It's the sort of breadbasket of the industry.
During the pandemic, 300 theater artists across the country signed a letter called We See You, White American Theater.
You know, there was this so-called racial reckoning across the country, and the theater community responded by saying that racial reckoning for us means that we're not moving back into theater systems that are oppressive.
Garrett has changed labor practices at OSF to build more humane conditions for her performers and crew. She's reduced ticket prices and introduced more digital programs to expand access. The company's new artistic team is programming provocative and innovative new work. That includes this season's all-female and non-binary production of Shakespeare's King John, directed by Rosa Joshi.
It's radical for a festival that is so deeply rooted in the tradition of doing Shakespeare in the U.S.
But not everyone supports the company's new direction. Herbert Rothschild is a longtime OSF subscriber and a local columnist.
My concern is that they have decided to essentially remake the Oregon Shakespeare Festival into something that it wasn't, instead of building on its strengths, really turning their back on its strengths. If so, I think they're going to drive it into the ground.
Rothschild's editor at Ashland.news is Bert Etling, who says the columns began an ongoing community conversation.
People don't want to lose control of things that are important to them, and if they feel that something's being taken away, then they're going to protest that. They're going to make their discomfort known.
But some of the criticism has gone much further than artistic difference of opinion. There have also been death threats, and Mataki Garrett now makes all public appearances with a security team.
I'm the only artistic leader that I know of in the American theater that's having this experience. But to be quite honest, I'm just not free to live here, you know, in the way that other people are.
The security team was with her in the theater for the premiere of a new play she's directing this season.
I like to say that I'm not averse to images of slavery. No shame in my own enslaved heritage.
Written by Dominique Morisseau, Confederates is about the way American history haunts the lives and the freedom of black women. The play ended with a rapturous standing ovation, with Mataki Garrett joining her actors for a triumphant curtain call, soundtracked by Beyoncé. Galen Williams was in the audience.
I love that. I love that, like, you know, that their curtain call is To Break My Soul by Beyoncé and freedom of expression, black love, black pride, black liberation, which I feel like this play is also about.
After the long closures of the past 2 years, there is defiance and celebration in the air at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But this has not been an easy recovery season. COVID outbreaks and smoke from wildfires have led to several cancellations. Audiences have not returned to full capacity. With less than 50% attendance, the company recently announced that it will have to reduce the length of its next season and cancel two plays. Despite those setbacks, Mataki Garrett tells me the changes she's making at OSF are non-negotiable and essential.
I want OSF to exist, you know, well beyond me. And, you know, 25 years from now, 50 years, a time when I'm not even going to be on the earth, I want it to still be here. And that means that I have to right now, my mandate is to shift the practices and to rethink the way that we do things.
Next season, Garrett will direct the company's flagship Shakespeare production, her interpretation of Romeo and Juliet, inspired by the making and the failings of the American West. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.